Exactly. So Google is going to suppress all of them. and they write the competitor quote instead because the competitor has one clear dominant page.
Wow. So collapsing commercial intent and informational intent onto a single URL is just the structure of the gap.
It really is.
Because a page designed to sell legal services is like way too promotional to be trusted in the market. But a purely informational post is too generic to convert someone who needs a lawyer today.
Right, and we saw this the clear hierarchy. You have the main page at the top.
Okay.
That top is recording down to the practice area ahead. And those hubs branch out into sub practice pages. So a family law hub branches into child custody, alimony, property division. Then you have location pages, attorney profiles, and supporting resources. Every page has a job.
I'd like to push back on one piece of our hierarchy there, the attorney bios.
Okay.
So aren't attorney bios just dry, administrative about new pages?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do people actually read those when they have a legal emergency?
See, that's a huge misconception. In legal search, bios are actually some of the highest trust ministry on the entire site.
Really? Even in Tennessee?
Especially in Tennessee. They're about to hand over their finances, their freedom, or their family's secrets to strangers. They need to know who to speak to.
Okay, that makes sense from a human perspective.
And from an FDA perspective, a bio is just a name and a generic paragraph. The search engine is zero reason to treat the page as authoritative.
So what actually needs to be on that?
The secret. Professional headshot, official title, bar admission, license to assistant, education, practice focus, relevant matters, those handles, publications, and direct, easy path to contact them. Exactly. It seems to be an algorithm that this is a verified expert and it gives the human reader the psychological reassurance they need to make that phone call.
Okay, but having a critically structured website isn't enough for the client needs someone in their specific city right now.
Your page is everything.
Right, we have to move from the website architecture to the geographic footprint.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great buy in the US, but nothing for a user in Seattle.
Local and organic results move together in legal queries because clients want licensed attorneys near them. It's non-negotiable.
So is that a way to do the map back?
Yes. The map back is driven by three factors: relevance, distance, and dominance. Capturing that space requires an incredibly optimized legal business profile.
And optimizable isn't just picking the area from the drop down. You need accurate, specific categories, real photos of the office,
code hours, managing the Q&A section, all of it.
And writing that profile to a location-specific landing page. But here's a question. I see firms creating these massive templates for location pages, and they swap between them.
Yeah, I'm trying to replace strategy.
Yeah, the direct layer backend, the direct layer templates. Does that work?
No, the algorithm is rebuilt as thin, duplicated data pages, which is dangerous. So real location page needs local attorney, specific market context, and actual directions to the office.
Okay, but if I have a link everywhere, why can't I just creatively add keywords to my business name on Google? Like, what firm is Happy Clients going to load? Or, hey, what are going to my Happy Clients to review to keep my rating high?
Well, keywords accepting your business name directly violates the Google's guidelines. It's that kind of boundary.
Yes, we got that.
Oh, absolutely. And your profile is at the same rate. So more selectively asking Happy Clients for reviews to describe review ratings that also violate the risk policy.
You really can cut corners.
You can't. You need a compliant review process. You just ask clients for feedback as a normal part of closing a matter. Trust has to be authentic. And in this field, they have to comply with state and bar advertising rules.
Got it. Okay, so once the local presence is established and the site is trusted, what actually loads on the page? Here's where it gets really interesting.
The content loads.
Yeah, because we're in that high-stakes environment. The content itself has to exude undeniable expertise. It's like the difference between asking a generic AI chatbot for legal advice and getting a fully cited police commission in the department. You could just rely on unreviewed AI stuff to capture keywords.
You absolutely can, because inaccurate legal content materially affects real-world decisions. Google evaluates this via the EEHC framework.
Like experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust.
Exactly. So, your content must have a visible byline, it must have a specific review metric, with links back to those robust credentials we talked about.
So, you can't just publish under admin?
Never. You need the date of the last review, the specific jurisdiction it applies to, and actual citations to primary legal sources.
And what about AI overviews? Because people see those AI summaries at the top of search now. changing daily life.
There's no such an AI ranking system. Fundamental IPA is still the foundation. But to optimize for AI extractions, you can't use those wordings. Right. Open sessions with direct responses. You try to pick a thing. Identify the reviewers clearly. And only use short comparison data when it actually adds value.
So the strongest content still contributes to the demand side rather than just repackaging existing content.
Always. You must write to help the target audience make a safer, better informed decision.
Okay, but even the most authoritative content is completely invisible to searches in the front view. You have to look under the hood.
You have to look
under the hood. Right, like people in the region. You have to have these both structures, these are descriptive into text.
And they will get matched to your experiments.
Right. And you have to clear the technical boundaries. So, load times, bad core web drivers, broken removal estimates, site migrations.
Weak mobile performance is a key thing, and accessibility.
And then there's schema for accessibility.
Yes. Schema clarifies content for the caller. The locker room views, organization schema, legal service schema.
Real quick, the first of the ability to turn your schema platform.
Yes, a very common legal service install. Also, a profile page for bios and article for blog.
So, if I'm someone out of context schema like that, is it basically a magic bullet to get to the top of Google?
No, not at all. Schema is a translator, not a magic wand. It just ensures the search engine understands exactly what is on the page and has to perfectly match what the human user can visibly see.
Ah, okay. Now, what about FAQ schema? Because the first thing is a crucial update from earlier this year, Google actually removed the FAQ with results feature.
Yes, because marketers were abusing it to take up the demo of the screen, so you shouldn't use FAQ markup as a rich result template anymore.
The FAQ is restricted to readers.
Oh, they remain highly valuable for readers and for AI extraction, yes.
Okay. And the last technique is building authority.
Exactly. Relevance over volume, yeah.
The local building network.
Available entirely. And skip the low-quality web directories. Really focus on bulk profiles, changes to commerce, and original research. And always follow ABA Model Rule 7.1.
Okay, that's a good and accurate. Okay, so we built the machine. We have the intent, the structure, local SEO, content, and the site. But traffic alone doesn't pay the bill.
It certainly does not.
How do we know if it's actually working? What's the ultimate business test?
The goal of any landing page is the next step. Usually a consultation or a phone call. And that requires frictionless intake.
Frictionless. So don't ask for your life story.
Exactly. Asking them for the matter test, the jurisdiction, the deadline urgency, and their preferred contact method. That's it.
And the fourth stretch of one individual is then sending confidential details from the trail.
Yes. And very important for compliance.
And once that leads them, we have to talk about the measurement chain.
Right. You have the visibility to impressions, then engagement to not pass actions, including via calls and forms. Qualifications and consultations, and finally, business outcomes, retaining matters and revenue.
Connecting all our data from Google Analytics to your Intake CRM. Often just by using a simple, how did you hear about our field?
Oh, come on.
Now, since there wasn't a legal specific case study in the bag, I want to reference Traffic Studio's work with JobCycle. They're a decent, highly regulated healthcare provider, also dealing with trust-sensitive, high-stakes situations. Due to this kind of coordinated organic approach, we saw a 30,260% increase in organic clicks.
And massive growth in length and keywords. It proves the methodology works in this high trust industry.
It really does. So, how do we get started? Because I outlined a 90-day strategy.
Yes. Yeah. Days 1 through 30 are all about diagnosis and assignment. Then, audit, building keyword maps.
Getting the lay of the land.
Exactly. Then, days 31 to 60, you fix the quality pages and the local foundation.
Days 61 to 90.
That's when you publish the new attorney review content, build out your authority, and start measuring the web quality.
So, what does this all mean? If I'm a managing partner, and paid search gives me immediate visibility on my cost to pay sales, why wait 90 days for SEO to make me pay results?
What's fascinating here is the difference between the ranking space and only an asset.
Only an asset, I like that.
Because unlike paid ads, which literally stops the second you stop playing Google, organic SEO returns billions and compounds over time. It creates a prominent digital asset for your firm.
Wow, that's a powerful way to look at it. So we've covered a massive amount of ground today. We moved from the panic mindset of a legal searcher to a mathematical type structure that enables real trust.
We tackled local dominance, optimized content for humans and AI, and built that measurable 90-day pipeline.
A easier to find a job to mull over. If the absolute peak of modern social monopolization is forcing businesses to prove undeniable specialized human expertise and to be highly active in their real local communities, will the algorithms of the future actually force the internet to become more human and authentic rather than less?
So that is the ultimate question right there.
It really makes you think. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We invite you to explore these concepts further on your own and to catch you next time.